Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Here's what I'm going to do. Press the button, Jeff. Phone line's open, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I know a bunch of people are asking in the chat if we're going to open the phones. I just did. So call if you want. Right now, Washington is 2-0 in the division. They've swept the Giants, and they have a 7-3 record. Right now, the Philadelphia Eagles have already had their bye, so some of this is going to be a little more complicated because of the byes. The Eagles are 7-2. They are also 2-0 in the division. They've beat the Giants and the Cowboys, I believe. First of two between Washington and the Eagles over the next five, right? So it's Eagles, Cowboys, Titans, Saints, Eagles. Yeah. Two of the next five against the Eagles. Now, that's spread out over 6 weeks because the bye's in the middle there. Yeah. Washington has now is coming off a loss. It was close. They lost by a point, but W's and L's are all that matter. Yep. Half game behind, playing in Philadelphia. How important is this game, Brian Mitchell?
Very important. I mean, if they win this game, they're in a position now where they're 3-0 in the division. They're back in first place.
Either
in
side.
Division. Okay? And then you get to see, you see the Eagles again. You're going to see – then you don't see the Cowboys until much later. It gives them, like, an advantage, you know. So it's very important. I mean, we can't – this game here, and I'm sure everyone that has to talk to a coach, the next game is the most important.
Sure.
This is the most important game they've seen this year.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I don't remember where I was doing a hit, but somebody asked me, you know, what's the most important game for the Commanders of the next four? And I was like, it's that Eagles game. And it's not that close because the Cowboys are a mess. And while you never want to count out a division game, the Cowboys seem to be falling apart. Dak's now done for the season. They're 3-6. And, Jerry's talking about the location of the moon. Like, things are a mess in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Washington's already played and beat New York twice.
Yes.
So whatever New York does or does not become over the last second half of the season doesn't really matter. They're not going to see him in the playoffs. And whether it's Tommy DeVito, Danny DeVito, Daniel Jones, Tommy Lee Jones, whoever lines up a quarterback for them, like it doesn't matter to the Burgundy of Gold at this point.
True.
What Philly does matters tremendously. And if you consider, because now the bye weeks, eventually this will all even out. But if Philly wins and gets to 8-2, and then Washington's at 7-4, that is then a game and a half gap,
yeah.
A direct a head to head loss, and Philly's at 3-0 in the division. Washington's 2-1 with a head to head loss.
Yeah,
just from a yo, let's figure out how this all shakes out playoff picture situation. That'd be pretty significant because just with the loss to the Steelers. The Commanders fell from the 2 seed in the NFC all the way down to the 6. And you don't want to get ahead of anything, but if you get to 7-4, the Vikings are 7-2, the Packers are 6-3. Like, a lot could start to – there could be a lot of moving parts. You want to win every game. This one is vital. Not to mention, B, I'm curious if you buy into this at all. I don't think Dan Quinn and this bunch of dudes want to lose 2 in a row.
True. I don't think either of them want to lose it. But, like, you know, the thing of it is I don't even care about playoffs and all that stuff. I care about the fact of your record being better and you beating the teams in your division. I've always had the mindset if you can beat everybody in your division, you win your division, you're in the playoffs. So it comes naturally. All the seeds and all that stuff right now, I can care less about that. But beating the Eagles, it puts you ahead of everybody in your division. So that every division game has a little bit more weight to it.
100%.
And if they go up there and they beat them, you know, you're basically telling people, look, we're here. And I think the ultimate thing is we started this season just hoping that they could show us that Jaden was the guy. We know that now. And now we know that they're good enough to go out there and you can win. You beat the Eagles. Also, you shut up some of the people saying they haven't beaten anybody. You beat who the hell is on your schedule. But if you beat them, then now you can shut up some of those other people, which is going to be people still talking, especially them damn dumbass Bears fans. They're going to talk just to talk.
Good luck, Bears fans. You just fired your OC.
Get a life.
I think it's undeniable this one is vitally important. That doesn't mean if it goes the wrong way, you've got 10 days before you play the Cowboys. And you play them at home, and you can right the ship. But, Lanville, you asked the question. It's your question on the show sheet. How important is this Eagles game to you?
Mostly because it's a division game. I want to see them do well. It's also because it's a primetime game. You know, this is, theoretically, there's going to be a lot of people watching out there. I'd like for the team to not go out there and embarrass themselves.
I mean, that's fair. Like that. They've been good in primetime so far this season. That Bengals game was super impressive. You know, the Bears game wasn't necessarily primetime, but it was a national audience. I also think there is an incredibly good chance. I'm looking at week 16 and 17 definitely as heavy flex candidates. If you look at week 16 in the NFL, the Monday night game for week 16, and so the window for when ESPN is able to request games to be flexed opens week 16. Right now, that is Packers-Saints. I can't imagine that's the game they want when they know you've got Washington versus Philly on that Sunday. I think if you look at the Sunday night game is Bucks-Cowboys. Like, both of those national broadcasts, I would expect to get changed. So Eagles-Commanders would be a major, major candidate for either one of those. You look elsewhere on that Week 16 schedule. The Ravens are playing the Steelers, but that's Saturday afternoon at 4:30. That's going to stay there. It's really, the Sunday 1 o'clocks are what could get moved around a bit. And the Eagles-Commanders is by far the best game on the calendar. I also think week 17, when Atlanta comes to town, that's a straight-up TBD right now anyway. Lions-Niners is the Monday nighter. They're not going to change that. Dolphins-Browns, B, Sunday night game? Mm-hmm. You think that's staying there?
Nah.
No way. Hell no. Nah. And you've already got Cowboys-Eagles slated for Sunday at 4:30. Now, you are going to have Saturday games, so some of these are going to – and there's less inventory that week because that's the Christmas Day games already. But Washington, Atlanta, I think will be a highly coveted game. You do have Packers-Vikings is that week currently mm-hmm. scheduled for Sunday at 1 o'clock. I don't think that stays Sunday at 1 o'clock. So there's going to be a lot of moving parts. If you want to recalibrate the primetime discussion with some of this, win Thursday night. Like, let people not think you aren't ready for prime time. Simple question. How important is this Eagles game? Let's go to Deacon in D.C.
What up, Deke?
Hey, guys, what's going on? You know, first Chilla. Of all, we're not an afterthought anymore, period. I'm from the school of any given Sunday. That's number one. This is a critical game, but every game is critical. Every game is pivotal from this point on. This is week 10, week 11. So every game, depending on your bye, every game is pivotal. It's pivotal. Again, the Washington Commanders was a byword for 30 years. Now they winning. Now folks want to. Now they win. What if? No. And we're not asking you for nothing. We taking everything we want. From the top down and from the bottom to the top. That's all I got.
There you have it. Strong call. Every game is important, to say the least.
Yeah.
Alton is in Richmond. Alt, how big is Thursday night?
It's real big because they took one from us on Sunday. But like I said, I'm not worrying about that because I'm a diehard Commanders fan. But I just want to, you know, say, I appreciate all the work you and B. Mitch do, man. Y'all do good, but Commanders gonna get the Eagles because everybody keeps saying, well, they really ain't beat nobody. Well, really, nationality, Pittsburgh had to beat us by 1 point, so I feel that all the jumping and dancing around that they was doing on Sunday, they was making themselves look like a bunch of clowns because if you came in there with the mentality to beat the Commanders, why you only beat them by 1 point?
All right, brother.
Are you saying the NFL took that?
Yeah, I'm saying because that was a first down, man.
Sure looked like one to me.
Yeah.
All right, thank you all. Go ahead. Or maybe they cut you off. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. How important is Thursday's game against Philly?
Very important.
It's easy to say you only play 17, they're all the same.
I know everybody likes to say just the Cowboys is just it, but I'm going to tell you, ever since way back in the day, playing against the Eagles have been always a tough-ass game, and it meant a lot when you had to play against them, and I think it's still that way.
Yeah, agreed. All right, let's do this. We'll keep the phone lines going on the other side of a quick break. If you're on hold, don't worry. We're coming to you. Also going to get Jeff Walker on this. Nobody go anywhere.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Simple question, how important is Thursday's game against the Eagles? I want to give my man Jeffrey a chance. Jeff, you know what? That got me thinking. How important is this game, and how does a Thursday night game impact the hype song schedule?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, too.
Well, fellas, I have been thinking and writing for the past 2 days since the game stopped because I got to make sure it's in on Thursday. But this game is very important. One, because I hate every team in our division, whether it's the Eagles, the Giants, the Cowboys. I have an equal hate for them from the fan perspective. From the team perspective, this is a very big game. You know, we're playing Philly. Philly is who we're battling in the division with for control. Yo, if we beat them, if we beat them Thursday night, I believe we can sweep them in Philadelphia too. And honestly, I'm going to call it right now. Hopefully I'm right. We sweeping the division this year.
Wow, 6-0.
6-0 in the division, I'm calling it. Especially if we get past Philly on Thursday, I'm riding high on the Ashburn syndrome.
You might be riding high, but I don't know what it's on.
All right, so Jeff thinks it's a big game, and they're going to sweep it.
Jeff know how he is with the thought process sometimes, man.
Let's go to our guy. Cairo's in Ashburn. Cairo, what up, man?
Hey, you hear me?
We got you.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, cool. There was some choppiness with the phone earlier. Just want to make sure.
That was Jeff breathing.
Okay. Good to know. This game is very important for me personally because I was stationed in South Jersey for about 4 years, and I had to listen to their talk radio, and I've come to the conclusion that the Eagles fan base is the worst fan base on the planet. So I want them to lose, if only for that. I actually want them to lose so much, I root for the Cowboys every time they play the Eagles. So the whole situation about this season, not
man, you can't ever do that. If you're a real fan of the Command, you can't ever cheer for the damn Cowboys.
Yeah.
Hold on now.
Just root for an asteroid.
Nah, man. Nah, I'm not letting that go.
Hate the Eagles.
I think you just root for a power outage.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. I hate them.
All right. Hate them. F them. Toothpick on line two. Pick, how big of a game?
JP, what's good, man? How are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
All right. I'm good. B, what's happening, man? Listen.
Good, man.
Your question is, how important is this game? This game is everything, right? It's the only thing that matters right now, just like every game. But it's different because it counts for two. Right, it's a divisional game. It counts for two, so it's no tomorrow. It's just focusing on this game right here, single-mindedly. Everybody going the same way. Thanks for taking my call, B.
Thanks, bro. Buddy.
Appreciate you, man. Toothpick in the hizzy.
It's certainly the most important thing right now, yeah. And I do think it is a little bit. The division games are more important because that's your path to a home playoff game. Like that. That's.
Hell yeah.
If you have to think about one thing that really went poorly in the Rivera era was the division games. And even the Gruden era before that. If you can't compete and beat the teams that you're playing twice a year, it doesn't really matter how good you stack up against the teams you play once a year because that changes all the time.
True.
And I think this team is trying to build something that is a perennial contender. And if you're going to be a perennial contender, if you're going to be a perennial playoff team, you got to be able to beat the guys that you play six times.
Totally.
You got to be positioned to win four out of the six, two out of the three. Whatever, you want to go 6-0 for sure, but you got to have a winning record in these games if you're going to have a winning record in seasons. And if you're going to have a winning record in seasons, that's going to get you into the playoffs year after year after year and build something real with a real foundation, something that's tangible, which is what ownership talks about and the general manager talks about and the head coach talks about. And frankly, that seems like Jaden's type of vision,
too. Every player understands, you know, it, like people always say, we want to make it to the playoffs. Well, if you want to make it to the playoffs, beat the teams in your division. It's an easier route then.
We didn't talk about we talked at length about the corner or the receiver position causing you more concern. Mm-hmm. The weather Thursday night looks chance of rain, probably a little wind. Listen, we're getting into late November in the Northeast. Like I said, the weather ain't going to be great. That's just the reality, yeah. Right? What's your level of concern with Zacchaeus returning punts? Because he's going to be the guy.
You know what? I believe that Izzo, Larry's going to get to him. And, like, the things I was discussing yesterday, he's going to be taught all that and told all that. It's just an adjustment. You watch him catch balls. So he's trying to – and all that – this thing been killing me today, the damn chat about every damn you say, every time he says up to my paws. One finger salute. All right. He got to stop trying to catch the ball up high into his shoulder pads and just go a little lower.
And he can bring it in with your hands.
Yeah, like bring it in with
your hands. Like you can meet it high, but bring it in.
Look it in.
Yeah.
No, but he's allowed it to hit his shoulder pads. One step back and it'll drop just a little bit lower in your stomach area, and he'll be good.
Let's hope on that one for sure.
Yeah.
Gary is in District Heights. G, how big of a game is this?
Yes, this is the most urgent game of our season because what we want to do is we want to set the tone. And we want to put it in the Eagles' head that they cannot beat us. Our guys really felt bad giving that game to the Steelers. And I'm telling you, that locker room is fired up, and you're going to see a totally different team. Thanks. Take my call.
All right. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man. You hope you see a different team. But honestly, I don't want to see a different team. They were pretty good against Pittsburgh. You want to see a team that just cleans up the mistakes. You know, I think it was little simple stuff that got you. I think the drops is a lack of execution, lack of attention maybe, lack of focus in the moment. The Jaden finished 50%, right? He finished, I think, 17 to 34. Say they make catches on half of the drops, 60% of the drops, all of a sudden he's at 21 out of 34. I think... if you get turnovers in this game, I keep going back to they had a 10-point lead in the third quarter and then got two turnovers and didn't generate points off them.
Yeah. You got to get something out of those.
Or
they just got six. It's, you know, they didn't get anything.
You know how many first downs they got off two turnovers?
Zero.
One.
It was three and three out. It was four.
So they got the interception and it was a four and out because Terry got like the 25-yarder, but then they went backwards. Jaden took a sack on second down, and then the Diami throw QB throwback pitcheroo that was a disaster. So they had to punt there, and then on that next possession. Now, granted, it was first and 10 from their own one. That's where I think you really missed having Brian Robinson. Was just a banger to at least get you out, but you got to take advantage when you get opportunities. And I was really surprised they did not. And frankly, you know, I think. There's a million things, and fans want to point to the first down at the end of the game, and I think the Ertz spot was bad. Johnny Newton can't jump off sides. There were drops or all these things. But when your defense gives you opportunities in the second half of a home game to win games, you got to take advantage.
Yeah.
And that's on everyone involved.
Yeah, and that just comes down to a little bit more mental focus this week. You know, the physical thing is there, but mental focus is going to take you on the other side because – when you look at the game that we just lost, it was mental. Not catching the ball, it's more mental. You know,
jumping off sides with the game on the line.
Jumping off sides, yeah. And if you heard, Jeff mentioned it yesterday as well. Mike Tomlin said, don't snap the effing ball. They weren't snapping that ball right there.
You would have had a chance.
Yeah.
You would have had a chance. Maybe it's a 1% chance.
And in defense of the player don't see it. And you know, I saw that kid's face, man.
Oh, dude.
That dude was hurt,
hard,
man.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you're going to make mistakes in games. But you know what? When you see that it matters to a person, I get on the other side with it. I'm pulling for him.
Dude, and that is a penalty of aggression. That's a penalty of trying to make a big stop. That's not something stupid after a play where you throw a punch or you take your helmet off. You know what I mean? There are stupid penalties, and then there's penalties because you're trying to help your team win. Does it stink in the moment? Of course, but Johnny Newton's got a very bright future. I wouldn't change my opinion there.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.